WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Wow, this mic is loud. It's like a lot of feedback. That was that like last week too, when everything sounded fine. I guess it's just the way this one is in the studio, but I think on air it sounds fine. But anyway, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Gonna have Hilken Mancini. She might be in with Melissa Gibbs. That's we don't know about that yet, but she'll definitely be in about 7:30 or so. In the meantime, got a lot of music, of course, a lot of new music. This is by Tisk Tisk Task.
Down. is not for me. Oh, preacher, I have now
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Left the dark city to find a shale beach, and she crashed upon the shore. She fell right to her knees. She said, "God, I feel like dying.
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky By. I just heard The Killers, a song called Spaceman. That was that came out a ways ago. That was Day and Age was the release back in 2017. Then I played a lot of new local stuff. Diablogado with Wandering Heart from Snake Oil Salvation. Nate Perry and Ragged Company, song called Preacher. The Other Side of Everything EP. They were just on the show last week. Much appreciate them coming on. And Tisk Tisk Task with their brand new single, City Lights, 7:15. Gonna keep the music going with some more new stuff. This is by a band called The Dogs.
Gonna break out of the city and leave the people here behind. No! so simple.
All right, WMFO in Medford just played Hots on Fire by a band called Love Color. I think that's the radio debut for that song. Before that, Kurt Baker with Delusional, band called Nevertheless, .AM. I don't know what that means, but the song was Will I Ever. Great new song. The Dogs with Do Anything You Want to Do. It's 728 WMFO in Medford. I'll be up with Hilken after about three songs or so. This is... played a lot of local stuff right there. This is an older one by a band called Rancid.
He was an artist and a writer and a poet and a friend. In a man's life, he will take a fall, but how low he goes, it just depends.
Oh,
on a new life. Beat's gonna lead us live on. Breath shatters you. The freak of your imagination sparkles into view. Beat on the inside. Beast gonna lead us, lead on. Beast gonna lead on and on. Beast gonna lead on and on.
Stop that just in time. Sometimes I'm babbling, and I say this all the time, but it's true. Sometimes I'm babbling, and we're about to go on, and the song's still playing. I got to end it quick. I'm here with Hilken Mancinis. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I just played. The song you just heard was called When It Breaks by Inhaler. Before that, Kim Deal with her new Nobody Loves You More release. The song was called Crystal Breath. Kurt Baker with Delusional. I think I already mentioned that. All right, that's what we got. So, Hilken, before we get going with the music, going to go back a bit. What, where are you from? You from the area?
I'm from upstate New York. Upstate. Syracuse.
Yeah. And so, when did you get here?
1988 to go to the Boston Conservatory.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you always play guitar?
No. I was like a dance major. I had a bunch of, you know, singing and dancing and, you know, that kind of thing.
So that's what you came here for?
Well, yeah, I wanted to teach dance at the college level because I was hired as a dance, whatever, and I hurt my back and I was like, oh, I should go to college for this art stuff. So that was kind of my goal, but I quit. Well, actually, it's funny we were talking about the neighborhoods.
Yes, off air we were, yep.
I saw, I came here to audition, and I saw the neighborhoods at Bunratty's.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I always wanted to be in a band, you know.
Even as a kid, you were like, I want to be in a band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because my sister was a punk rocker, so I used to go into her room and listen to records and cassettes of, like, punk rock and stuff. Anyways, so I just saw, and I remember being like, when I move to Boston, I'm going to start a band. Like, I'll go to school as a dance person, but I'm going to start a rock band. Couldn't wait.
So you saw, did you know of the neighborhoods? Was it just random? You were at a club seeing bands? Or did someone say, hey, you should check this band out?
No, someone was like, you have to see the neighborhoods. So that was like the first show I ever saw in Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good first show to see.
I know. And I was like, oh my God. Freaking out, they were so good. So
yeah, Minahan's one of the best front men I've seen.
Yeah,
locally. And we mentioned off here too, this is gonna get real old timey, but I'm gonna let it go after this. We mentioned the Outlets off here. They were like another one of my favorite bands. But anyway, so we're gonna move on. So you came here and you were like, I want to be in a band. You initially were going for art and stuff.
Yeah.
But then how many years did you do that at the conservatory?
Oh, I was there for 2 years, but I started auditioning to be in bands. And I auditioned to be in Cul-de-Sac, and I auditioned to be like a lead singer because I didn't know how to play an instrument. And I landed a lead singing role in a band called Womb to Tomb. They were already a band, and their lead singer had left. So I joined them.
As a singer?
Yeah. But then I was like, I don't know if this is really my jam. Because I really wanted to play guitar.
Yeah. What was that? What were they like, that band? Were they a punk band?
Oh, it was a total goth band.
Oh, it was a goth band. Okay.
Really, yeah. You know, like sort of Susie and the Banshees-ish. Yeah.
Which is cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But I kept being like, can you turn your guitar up? Or maybe I'll play guitar. I remember wanting. So then he gave me his guitar in the band because he had a bunch of them. And I would go home and practice myself. And then I secretly was like, I'm going to start my own band. And I quit and met Chris Toppin, who was at that time playing bass with David Alex Barton band.
David, yeah, I don't know why that was lost on me. I don't remember the David Alex Barton band.
Like, I think it was like a really brief thing where he was just trying to get like publishing deals, like writing tunes, and had hired players because David Ryan from the Lemonheads was playing. That's how Toppin met him. So I was going to these shows because I was good friends with Chris Toppin. We had met working at Tower Records. And I would go see these David Alex Barton shows where they were playing weird places like a brewery or, you know. Who else was in that band with him? The other guitar player was...
the David Alex Barton band, you're trying to think?
Yeah, it was Bill...
Bill Trudell, too.
Yes! And he had written a really good song, which I still think about covering to this day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Anyways... So that's how they met. And so when the Lemonheads, because of Nirvana, got like extra attention, because they're like, oh, you know, a rock trio, three guys. So they got a bunch of money, and Evan obviously is a star.
Yeah.
So they went suddenly like touring a lot, whatever. David Ryan was like, you should use our practice space, because we're not going to be in there at all. All we're doing is recording and touring. And so me and Chris started going in there with Winston, because I was dating my boyfriend at the time. He was a bass player. He wanted to start a band when he saw Chris Toppin play, because she was playing solo too. And he'd be like, she's amazing, I want to be in a band. I'm like, well, I'm in a band with her.
Had you learned the guitar at this point?
Well, it's funny you ask, because I had, my roommates were Berklee students.
Oh, God.
And one of them was, like, studying classical guitar. And I knew they were like, what is going on in there? Like, you know, because I literally, every time I broke a string, I'll never forget this, I would go to Cambridge Music and have Chris Dias. Do you remember Chris Dias?
No.
These guys who worked there, and they would, like, show me how to change a string. Like, I didn't even know how to tune a guitar. I was just playing to records.
So that's how you figured it? You're like, you didn't go to lessons, you just played
it? Oh, no. After Fuzzy got, yeah, no. I started taking lessons. I took lessons like Rich Gilbert and Chris Brokaw.
Oh, all right.
But that was after we were signed, kind of, actually. We got signed when I was, like, barely able to play guitar.
This is Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we jumped to Fuzzy quickly, but
well, it was a quick time span. I was 18, 19, 20. At 22, it was Fuzzy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Fuzzy was pretty big, kind of, right?
For the kind of.
Kind of. They had the Atlantic Records. Did that go south? But were they signed by Atlantic Records?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
I mean, I had, like, that dream case scenario where we played a show at the Middle East upstairs, and I stepped off the stage, and a man showed up with a business card and was like, hello, I'm from Atlantic Records, and I'd love to sign your band. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And this was how many years in? Like, a Fuzzy...
1994. Like, we had played for 2 years, and barely, because Dave was always with...
Busy.
Lemonheads, yeah.
Wow.
And then it was great. I mean, it's a major label.
Yeah.
They give you money to go on tour, and it's crazy. You know, it's like a dream.
Is it weird, like, that was like, did you say to yourself, all right, we've hit it, this is the peak. Like, where do we go from here? We have, like, how many bands around here just want to get, like, a real record label deal?
Well, no, because everybody had deals.
They did then?
Friends with. Like, Letters to Cleo, and then Boston's, and then we're managed by Fort Apache, and there's Belly, and Juliana. I mean,
that was a fruitful time for the 90s for these bands.
We just caught on to the end, the tail end, like this, like.
But you got there.
Yeah.
Had a top 50 song in Rolling Stone of the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that's.
Yeah. And I just saw Stacy, who plays drums in Letters to Cleo. I mean, he toured as our drummer for a little bit. Like, we had to have different drummers at certain points. And, crazy how some people, they went on to be. You know, he plays with Miley Cyrus now, so...
Really?
Yeah, so we just kind of, like, caught the tail end of these people who pretty much... A lot of them went pro or, you know, Todd is on the cover of Rolling Stone, and it's exciting times, for sure.
So how did Fuzzy dissolve?
I don't know.
People just went separate ways? Did?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you get older. Chris had kids, and...
Life got in the way.
Yeah. And it's just stuff. I mean, also, we would get together every year and do Christmas, Fuzzy Christmas. And, you know, we're all still really close friends. It's just like, you know, Dave Ryan lives in New York City. And, you know, just time goes on.
Yeah.
Doing other projects.
Yeah. And so we will we'll jump from Fuzzy to... So that was a while ago. And I'm gonna play stuff off it. And you're going to play one live in a minute. But so before we get into it, the Hook and Mancini Band vinyl release that just came out. I'm going to play stuff and then we'll come back.
Okay.
I'm going to play a couple off that. You're going to play one live and then we'll talk in a lot greater detail about this release. But here's a taste of what it's about. And we'll be back after a couple songs and Hilken will play one. Here we go.
Just coming and it's not so bright. A waste of time.
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Sky Bar. Those were a few tunes off of the Hilken Mancini band release on Girlsville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just heard Anniversary, Erased, and You Might Make